Good morning on a Friday morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, I saw an email come to the station, someone thanking us for our coverage of the Pope's visit to the U.S., and obviously this radio station is really the one place on the dial where you're going to be able to get that kind of programming.
You know, David, I have two things that I always say, that we all always say. One of them is, we're all in this together. And if you think it's just a platitude, it's not. We couldn't have this radio station if everybody didn't feel, okay, I use it, therefore I want to do something for it. It's not a newspaper where you give the guy $1.50 or whatever else and you get the newspaper. This is something where everybody has to just think about the ethics of participation. You know, we get very little money from the federal and state governments. 90% of it is all of us and what we all do together. So one of them is we're all in this together, and we can't do it without you, is the other saying. The fact is, we need you. Well, we'd like to have $300,000 by the first day of the drive. We have a little over $100,000 now. We have 2 weeks, and during the drive, we make $100,000 a day. We could do it. I worry about this. Come on, everybody, just think about what's involved here. Think about how this whole thing works, and you can't help yourself. Anything you can do now, go to WAMC.org and put something in the lockbox.
The fun drive starts October 5th.
It does.
Alan, the Pope, he has spoken in front of a joint session of Congress, and he is expected to address a huge gathering of leaders at the UN today. Your thoughts this morning on the Pope's visit?
Well, you know, as an ethical leader, this is a guy who really has come to the United States and has wowed everybody. I mean, you know, this is not a person who's shaking his finger in people's faces and say, you shouldn't. In fact, yesterday he met with Governor Cuomo and Sandra Lee and gave them blessings. Can you imagine something like that happening with people who were living out of wedlock in the past? What a great man to be able to say, we're going to do it differently now. We're going to be encompassing. We're going to be inclusive. We are not going to judge anybody else. You know, that really is a remarkable thing to teach to people, and he has done that. Good for him.
He also mentioned Mario Cuomo offered a blessing for the former governor and said he was a great man.
And he was.
Well, what about the idea of, and this is on the AP this morning, Alan, the Fiat, the small car that the Pope has been riding in, and the gigantic SUVs and police escort that are surrounding what seems to be such a humble choice?
You know, it is really hysterical to see this teensy, tiny little car, you know, with a yellow flag on it in the midst of all of these SUVs and all of the people who demand this kind of prestige around him, including the fact that the people that he's surrounded with from the church have vestments that are quite ornate compared to that of the Pope. If there's a message to be preached of simplicity, helping others, of seeing faces rather than numbers, this is a guy who really has been able to put that message out there for everybody. And it has stopped being just, we're proud because he's a Catholic. It's that people really, really understand him and like him from every walk of life, every religion, every perspective.
It wasn't free of politics either during the speech to Congress. You could hear the reaction from some of the members inside the chamber, whatever he was talking about, whether it was greed, poverty, pollution, even the sanctity of life.
Well, yes, there was something for everybody in the message. He clearly came down, I believe, on the side of those who would help the poor and help those who have so little, and therefore was applauded heavily by the Democrats. Only when he mentioned the sanctity of life did the Republicans spring to their feet and applaud him. And that's politics as usual.
On the world stage, things continue, and we see that next week, the White House says President Obama and Vladimir Putin will meet.
Well, the president is between a rock and a hard place. People say to him, he's not strong enough. He's not really giving Putin a hard time. This is the same Putin who George Bush said he is a good man, and I know it because I've looked into his eyes. Yeah, right. Look, he's a reality. He's here. He is a guy who will push people around. But as Obama knows, and as everybody knows, sooner or later, you got to deal with him.